This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council has decided to take a second look at the Red Earth apartment project. Red Earth wants to build several hundred apartments near Lake Butamore. The project originally called for four-story apartment buildings. After public opposition, the council approved that project but allowed the buildings only to be three stories high. The council has now agreed to give the project another look after Red Earth told city officials that three-story buildings mean the project is not financially feasible for them to do. The Oshkosh School Board will finalize the property tax levy tomorrow night. Members will set the rate for 2024. The board has been considering a 12% hike in taxes, but after public input and given the economy, some members agree to increase the taxes by only 4%. Others still want to see a 12% increase in the tax rate. Page 2, Thursday, Oshkosh North will raise flags at its new Veterans Courtyard. The community's class at Oshkosh North raised better than $15,000 for that courtyard. Leaves are now falling and more are coming. The city is picking them up from now through November 15th. Loose leaf collection takes place the day after your garbage is picked up. Time is running out to get your tickets for the TEDx seminar at the Grand Oshkosh. The event is November 4th and features speakers throughout the day. Tickets are available through this Sunday, October 29th. And the state is giving Oshkosh better than $500,000 for water infrastructure projects. It's all part of a total of $402 million the state is doling out to communities to improve water quality and eliminate lead water pipes. Turning to sports, the NBA season starts tonight. Former Oshkosh North standout Tyrese Halliburton, who now plays for Indiana, is ranked the 21st best player in the league, according to ESPN. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, as well as Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. We're back again Thursday on the Chamber website.